Lynn Payne is the garden guru from Payne's Nurseries and Greenhouses. Hello, Lynn.
Happy Friday, Brent.
Okay, once again, the weather has fooled us, and this week we got a lot of rain. Is there something we should be doing that's special if we actually get moisture from time to time?
Well, unfortunately, in some areas of town, I think what you ought to be doing special is baling water. But for most of us that are just getting good showers in the soil, the dry soil, that is soaking it up like a sponge, now is the perfect time to start planting wildflower seed and native grasses. Now, you probably, if you have a very large yard, there's probably some native wildflowers and wild native grasses already there, but they've been dormant because of our drought. But if you want to rejuvenate them and you have something that already exists, you can simply fertilize them. Or if you want to plant new seed, now is the perfect time to do it. There's no really easy way to accomplish this. And remember, as with anything else, the more effort you put in, the better results you're going to get. So if you're going to plant an area to wildflower or to native grasses, the first thing you should do is loosen up the soil and remove some of the rocks, and then level it off with a rake, or maybe tamp it, not real hard, just walk over the surface and tamp it down so that you can level it easier. And then sprinkle out the seed. You want to get the coverage of the seed as evenly as possible. And then after the seed is applied, rake it in again to try to mix some of the seed up with the surface of the soil. And then it's always good to cover it all with a compost or mulch, just a real light layer of, say, a quarter of an inch or so. Just something at the surface of the soil to help hold the moisture around the seed. The different types of wildflowers that we sell, we've got 6 or 7 different mixes. So we're sure to have just what you're looking for. For instance, we have wildflowers that grow in the shade. We have a wildflower blend that attracts hummingbirds. We have a wildflower blend that is more fragrant than the standard blends. We also have dryland blends and southwest blends. And it's kind of fun to look at all these and decide exactly what's best for your area, but we're professionals here at Payne's, and we can recommend just exactly what will work for you.
Where are you guys located?
Well, we are located in Santa Fe at 715 St. Michael's Drive and also at 304 Camino O'Leary.
Well, thanks, Lynn. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a good weekend.
Lynn Payne is the garden guru from Payne's Nurseries and Greenhouses.